The United States this week promoted a plan for a hostage release and ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The plan comes amid tensions between the U.S. and Israel. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken voiced clear disagreements between the United States and Israel over Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's repeated intention to invade the southern city of Rafah. Netanyahu insists that Israel must invade Rafah to fight the last four battalions of Hamas there and locate Yahya Sinwar, the leader of Hamas in Gaza, creating pressure for a hostage release. But President Biden has made it clear he is opposed to a Rafah operation unless Israel can guarantee safety for the more than 1 million civilians sheltered there. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Turkey's trade halt with Israel will continue until a permanent ceasefire in Gaza is secured, as well as unhindered humanitarian aid flow to the region, Turkey's trade minister said on Friday. Turkey stopped all exports and imports from Israel on Thursday. British Foreign Secretary David Cameron met Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and promised £3 billion, or $3.74 billion, of annual military aid for Ukraine on Thursday.
We are thankful to your government and to Prime Minister and Minister also of Defense for supporting this last package, military support for Ukrainian soldiers.
Presidential Press Service released video of the meeting on Friday. Britain's top diplomat celebrated the release of a long-delayed $60 billion aid package by the U.S. Congress. This is VOA News. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said his troops had taken control of 500